Darwin at Christ's College. By Richard William Nelson. After a failed attempt to study medicine at the University of Edinburgh and fearing that his son would ne'er do well, his father enrolled Charles at Christ's College, University of Cambridge, in 1827 to obtain a Bachelor of Arts degree in theology. A theology degree would qualify Darwin to become a clergyman in the Church of England, a guaranteed government professional. Darwin's father thought this was a sensible career move, since a living as an English clergyman might at least provide a comfortable income. During the Victorian era, clergy training included developing naturalist skills. Studying nature and exploring the wonders of creation were to be essential for clergymen to gain an understanding of God's creative handiwork. Freethinker. However, Darwin was raised as a freethinker, regularly attending a Unitarian church with his brothers and sisters under the direction of their mother, Susanna. His father, apparently, rarely attended any church. At the University of Edinburgh, the students were instructed to view nature through the lens of evolution. The prospect, then, of becoming a clergyman in the Church of England challenged Darwin's free-thinking ways. Since enrollment required acceptance of the 39 Articles of the Church of England, the thought of attending Christ's College required a measure of reflection. Darwin wrote in his autobiography, "I asked for some time to consider, as from what little I had heard or thought on the subject I had scruples about declaring my belief in all the dogmas of the Church of England, though otherwise I liked the thought of being a country clergyman." On finally signing acceptance of the Articles to enter Christ's College in 1828 at the age of 19, Darwin recalls, "I did not then in the least doubt the strict and literal truth of every word in the Bible. I soon persuaded myself that our creed must be fully accepted." Note the key phrase, "persuaded myself." Daydreams. At Christ's College, Darwin found the Bible inspiring. In the characteristic free spirit legacy, Darwin recalls, "Inventing daydreams of old letters between distinguished Romans and manuscripts being discovered at Pompeii or elsewhere which confirmed in the most striking manner of all that was written in the Gospels." Theology, however, was upstaged by the call of nature. "No pursuit at Cambridge was followed with nearly so much eagerness or gave me so much pleasure as collecting beetles." At Cambridge, Darwin's interest in Euclid's mathematics and geometry equaled his interest in William Paley's book entitled The Evidences of Christianity. Darwin aligned with Paley's classic design perspective. As Darwin explains, "I am convinced that I could have written out the whole of the evidences with perfect correctness. The logic of this book, as I may add of his natural theology, gave me as much delight as did Euclid. Most joyful." Life at Christ's College was good. As Darwin later noted in his autobiography, "Upon the whole, the 3 years which I spent at Cambridge were the most joyful in my happy life, for I was then in excellent health, and almost always in high spirits." Damnable doctrine. His work to develop a new explanation for life was costly, the joy slowly eroded. Darwin explains, "Thus disbelief crept over me at a very slow rate, but was at last complete. I can indeed hardly see how anyone ought to wish Christianity to be true. This is a damnable doctrine." Darwin reflected on why the joy slowly disappeared. "I did not think much about the existence of a personal God until a considerably later period of my life." In conclusion, Darwin explains the issue driving his problem. "I will here give the vague conclusions to which I have been driven. The old argument of design in nature, as given by Paley, which formerly seemed to me so conclusive, fails, now that the law of natural selection has been discovered. There seems to be no more design in the variability of organic beings and in the action of natural selection than in the course which the wind blows. Everything in nature is the result of fixed laws." Darwin used logic to conclude that a personal God does not exist since nature is the result of fixed laws. God is irrelevant. Genesis. The Genesis account of creation is an essential unifying factor throughout the Bible. Written over more than 1,500 years, 26 of the Bible's 66 books reference the Genesis account. The Genesis account of creation is the foundation framework of the Bible. an Italian astronomer, physicist, engineer, philosopher, and mathematician who played a significant role in the scientific revolution during the Renaissance, Galileo Galilei is known as the father of observational astronomy, and the father of modern physics declares, God is known by nature in his works, and by doctrine in his revealed word.